Yesterday, as you know, we spoke to the MEC of Transport and Public Works, Dalen Mitchell, as well as Vilani Ludidi of the Weekend Argus, both of whom have a very close dealings with the taxi negotiations. And today we bring you JP Smith. He is MACO member for safety and security for the city. As you heard in our discussions yesterday, everything seems to boil down to law and order, law enforcement doing its job. Let's hear what the city's plan is in terms of responding to the taxi violence. JP, welcome back to Breakfast with Rufilo. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rufilo. I'm well, yourself, ma'am?
I'm excellent, thank you. So yesterday, it wasn't just limited to taxis. We saw a Golden Arrow bus driver attacked yesterday. We had callers letting us know that their private drivers were actually attacked, came under gunfire. And we heard of other sort of gunshots ringing across the N2. Maybe let's start with what's the state of play overnight and as of this morning?
All right, so this morning, very early, we've had our resources out. We have our vehicles out at the ranks from just after 4:30. We received over the weekend credible information that actually allowed us to be have our resources in the right places yesterday, which was good in Langa. That led to Metro Police officers and SAPs being able to chase down two shooters who shot at Golden Arrow buses. Then went to go and pretend to be sleeping in the taxi when our staff were combing the PTI, the public transport interchange, for them. That was two firearms and two shooters. That follows an incident last week where we saw a vehicle shadowing the taxis, pulled it over. It was observed on the CCTV cameras. Our Metro Police responded, and that led to the arrest of three men with three firearms and a very large amount of ammunition, way in excess for what you would be using for self-defense. And so clearly there is there have some kind of linkage. So that's potentially already five people linked to the taxi violence, arrested in five days. Just by the way, we simultaneously took seven guns off the street for non-taxi related. So that's about 12 guns in 5 days that our enforcement staff just in the city took off the street. So we're out there this morning. We're out there yesterday. We're searching taxis, minibuses, Avanzas, suspicious vehicles for weapons. And we are impounding vehicles that are off route, that are pirate or rogue taxis, because that, of course, fuels the violence. And so it's important, if you go to the Maitland on Ndabeni Pound now, you will see that it is chock-and-block. There's not an inch left. We're impounding upwards of 700 or 900 taxis a month now.
All right. And what does that imply for the commuter that's listening to you this morning? Are taxis, have they resumed service? And is it more of a stable situation at the ranks themselves?
There are some ranks where the taxis were proceeding yesterday, and I am assuming the same will be true for today with their normal operations, where the taxis were not participating in the strike. But in many communities, the taxis were either absent or were running empty, and there were attempts to intimidate people loading, to intimidate private vehicles even and turn them around. And I think what you've seen is a systematic dismantling of the rail infrastructure and an attempt to extend the monopoly of public transport now by pushing the Golden Arrow bus service out of the picture as best they can. And I'm not suggesting that's the entire taxi industry that's involved in it, but there are certainly elements that are doing a very calculated in disabling of GABs. And if that is the case, you will have a situation where every time unreasonable demands are made from the industry, it is then able to bring the city to, or grind the city to, a halt. And I think that's the agenda here, is to have a monopoly so that demands have to be acquiesced to. Otherwise, all public transport ceases. And this is, I think, a very worrying state. So we are finalizing an agreement, for instance, with Golden Arrow Bus Service. And aside from the fact that we were escorting buses home last night from the rank, in some cases where there were threats, we are finalizing the Golden Arrow Bus Service unit. We will have a law enforcement unit that will deploy in August and will be riding on those buses and trying to keep those buses safe on a continuous basis.
The likelihood, from what you're explaining, from what you're describing, JP, is that while I'm really grateful for the seven people or the five people who were arrested and the seven guns that were taken off the street and the 12 in total, that if it's as big an operation as you describe, that kind of, responsive policing might not be sufficient, and that maybe there needs to be something a little bit more proactive or maybe a larger scale of response. Is it possible that you might rely on, for example, the army to assist you in this regard in terms of escorting people home? Is there any risk that private transport might be under attack at this particular point? I may drive an Avanza myself as a family member and may come under attack as people assume that I'm a private taxi operator.
Yes, we did hear the narrative peddled by some that the taxi industry only affects the people in the industry. Well, that's definitely not true. For starters, it definitely affected the commuters yesterday who were left in misery in cold and bad weather and couldn't get home. And they have shot either purposefully or incorrectly people in vehicles that look like public transport vehicles. And they've also been busy with this disgusting practice of what they call impounding vehicles that they believe are engaged in public transport who are not entitled to be. This is just called hijacking. It's not impounding, it's hijacking and extortion when you then demand money for it to be released. Last weekend, 2 weeks ago on Friday, I was out with Metro Police when SAPS alerted us to such an incident. We ended up searching the offices of one of the taxi associations at a mall in Khayelitsha, found a firearm that was there, and a whole lot of identity documents of members of the public that they had in their possession and stuff. A criminal case was opened, and that person's money was returned. So there are serious problems there with in relation to the extortion rackets as well, that we'll have to deal with. And the bottom line here, Afilwe, is that these associations and mother bodies have become an enemy to the commuters. They were once relevant in the legislation when the regulation was in early stages and self-regulation was thought to be viable. But now, quite frankly, they must be removed from the legislation. The regulatory entity must have a relationship directly with the taxi license applicants, and this requirement of membership to the associations has become a destructive force. There are other sectors like informal trading where that was also once upon a time the case, and where we also now issue permits directly to traders and many problems disappeared. I think the same is necessary here, and the national legislation must be amended to remove the requirement of membership so that they no longer can apply this gatekeeping power, and that will fix many of the problems, and everybody who understands something about the industry agrees about that.
Understood. Thanks, JP. That sounds like probably a longer term lasting solution. Appreciate the time so early in the morning. JP Smith, MECO member for Safety Security in the city of Cape Town.